James chapter 1, please. James chapter 1, 4 weeks ago, we saw verse 2 where James is writing and he says, "My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations." And we had mentioned that James, the book of James, is the Christian's book of etiquette. James is writing to Jewish Christians. A Jew thinks that he is saved by the law, but when he accepts the fact that salvation is by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, he might adopt the opinion that many Christians adopt and think that they're no longer under the law, so it doesn't matter how they act. But this is the Christian's book of etiquette, how he acts. And James is contending here that belief will behave. And so we saw in James chapter 1 and verse 2 that your behavior will be shown in your disposition, your attitude. Now today I want us to look at verse 3, where we will see that our behavior will not only be shown in our disposition, verse 2, but in our discernment in the difficulty of trials. So just one verse, verse 3. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. That is, your understanding, what you know, knowing this, the realization that what is happening is for a reason. Knowing this, discernment requires knowledge. We're looking at the fact that your discernment in the difficulty of trials. What do you need to know in trials? Well, here's what you need to know. 2 points, and it's very brief today because of our time. But here's what you need to know. You need to know what is being proved. What is being proved? Knowing this, that the trying of your faith. Well, what is being proved? It's your faith. The trying of what? Your faith. The testing of your faith. Tests put your faith on trial. Amen. Go with me, please, to 1 Thessalonians, back to 1 Thessalonians, where Paul was sincerely concerned about these Thessalonian believers. They were new believers, and he says this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 3, 4, and 5. He sent Timothy to establish them and to comfort them concerning their faith, it says in verse 2. Now verse 3, that no man should be moved by these afflictions, these trials. For yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. For verily when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and ye know. For this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter have tempted you and our labor be in vain. What was it the Apostle Paul wanted to know? He wanted to know their faith. The tribulations have come. The trials have been taking place. The testing. How's your faith doing? And he sent Timothy to find out what's their faith like. Folks, that's what we should find out with other believers. This is what is the test of a church, is their faith. How strong does their faith stand? Do you dread tests? I've mentioned this before, that when you had final exams in school, I didn't dread them as much in college because I made sure I studied ahead of time. But sometimes the tests are really something we dread. An exam is something that demonstrates what you know. And if you dread the exam, it's maybe because you didn't study and you have no confidence in it. We're used to testing our strength. We're used to testing our knowledge. We're used to testing one team against another team. All for the purpose of seeing how our team stands up under the stress. And we love that. We love that competition. We love that battle, whether it be on the court or out on the field. We love to see that testing, because it tells us who's the best out there, who's the good team. But once you testing your own strength and your knowledge, It's the same thing. Why is there an exception in testing our faith? If we like to test what we know, if we would like to test our strength, why not test your faith? Why do we complain under the tests of our faith? Do you really rely upon God, or is your faith something that you just say you have? Hey, when it's tested, that's when we really find out, when things are difficult. People say that they have faith in God, but it's proven wrong as soon as peer pressure comes along, and then it's clear that they really rely upon the approval of friends. Their faith really isn't in God. They're proven wrong as soon as money runs out. Then it's clear that they've really been relying upon money. People say they have faith in God, but that's proven wrong as soon as they're sick. Then we see, well, you know, you were really relying upon your health. The trying that is spoken of here is a proof of how strong your faith is. Have you ever thought about martyrdom? How would I ever go to the stake and be burned for the sake of Christ? How could I ever do that? I remember when I was in church history in seminary, and one of the students raised his hand. We were looking at the martyrs of the first, second, and third centuries in Rome, and those who would be thrown to the lions, those in the 1500s who would be burned at the stake just for merely possessing a copy of the Bible. They were burned at the stake by the Roman Catholic Church just for having a Bible. And one of the guys raised his hand. He said, "Dr. Panosian, I wonder how I would do." And he, in his wisdom, said in his low voice, "You need not be concerned about that, because none of us knows how we would do it. God gives you the grace when that time comes." And yet, how would we do when we can't even pass the test of being consistent in our devotions? When we can't abstain from that pet sin? When we can't even be faithful at church? It is a true question we ought to ask ourselves. The test of my faith. The word trying. See that there? Knowing this, that the trying of your faith, that is the, you've probably heard this Greek word before, so I'll just give it to you. It's dokimos. And it's the opposite, is adokimos, when Paul says that I don't want to fail the test. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, 27, somewhere in there. Lest I be shown to be a failure, not being genuine. But here, this is genuineness, the genuineness of your faith, that the genuineness of your faith is what needs to be known. How genuine is your faith? How genuine is the faith that you say that you have? You will know by how you pass each test. Almost all trials last longer than we think they should. Sometimes they continue because we haven't passed the test. You get put back a grade. It's like the Lord says, you know what? You haven't learned yet. You took the test and you failed it. And He lovingly puts us back a grade. I'm going to test you again. So there it is. Know what is being proven. And then there's the other thing in that verse. Not only what is being proven, the trying of your faith, but what is being produced. And according to this verse, what is being produced? It follows the word worketh. Out loud, please. Patience. That is what is being produced. Each time your faith is being proven genuine, it produces something. It produces patience. Now, the word patience here is a compound word, and it literally means, if you were to take these compound words and put them together, to remain beneath or to remain under. So let's just translate it that way, knowing this, that the trying of your faith produces the ability to remain under, the ability to remain beneath the load. Endurance is another word. When someone runs from a test, they're not learning to remain, they're learning to run. And the scriptural responsibility, the scriptural response to tests is that we stay under it. We don't run from it. And that's hard. That's hard. The picture is that of being under a heavy load and resolutely staying there instead of trying to escape. So it's not just a passive acceptance of our circumstances. It is a brave manliness that confronts and contends with the difficulties and learns from them. I remember somebody asked me one time when I was telling them about some things I was going through, and they said, "Well, what did you learn?" And I thought, "You jerk, I just told you. I've been suffering under these trials, and you asked me what I learned?" And later I learned that that was the right question for him to ask. What did you learn, Dan? What did you learn when you went through that? What did it produce? Well, what produces endurance in an athlete? What produces endurance in a soldier? It's constant testing, constant rigors of strenuous workouts. I remember being in football myself, and this is, you know, about a century ago. And I remember the coach would have, they'd call them the three-man rolls. And here I am, this sophomore in high school, and he's making us do these three-man rolls. And you're thinking, okay, you just do it once. But he would just stand there and watch as we kept going and going and going and going. Where you would jump over the one guy, land on your belly, roll over, get back up, jump the other way. And it was like the infinity sign, like this. And then I remember him taking us out on the sled, where he stands on the sled. And five of us would have to get down on our hands, on our belly, and jump up and hit the sled and move the coach. And I didn't know what he was doing, but he took us right through a thorn patch where you'd hit the sled, hit the ground, and you wanted to scream. All the thorns. He did it on purpose. He was testing us. He was making us tough. You talk to military guys and what they go through in basic training. It is amazing, especially as you work up into Rangers or Green Beret or whatever. The Christian faith, or the Christian whose faith is strong, is like the converted Catholic in Sri Lanka, I learned, who risks being beat up every time he goes to meet with fellow believers. There's the trying of your faith that works and produces endurance. Or the man in China, the underground pastor, who has the threat of being found out, arrested, put in prison, merely for preaching the word. The Muslim who risks being shunned by family. The American, who might be laughed at. It's a test. And you may fail the test, but what happens when you fail? Because we all do. Go at it again and again until you pass. Proverbs 24:16, "For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again." I've talked to guys, I've talked to young men who have failed, you know, right here, who have been here for a few months, and then they fail. And they don't want to show their face. And I say, listen, you failed. It's not that that's okay, but listen, God can use even that failure. Come back, be accountable, because a just man falls seven times, but he gets back up. I was taught as a kid, when you fall off that horse, you get back on it. If he bucked you off, you get back on it. The worst thing you can do when you're bucked off or knocked off a horse, one of our horses was very wise. He would go under trees and try to scoop you off. Get back on him. Because if you don't get back on, 2 or 3 days later, it's really hard to get back on. But if you get right back on and you defeat him and you show him who's boss, you've got victory. But folks, the same thing applies as a Christian. When you fail the test, and you will, get back in there. Live for the Lord. Do the right thing. This is what happens when people say, man, I'll never go canvassing again. Man, I got confronted there at the door. Oh, man, I'll never. No, get back out there. I think I told this story years ago when I was taking barrack canvassing with two other young teens. And the first door we went to, the guy opened the door. He saw what we were doing, and he screamed at us. And they were just scared stiff. When the door shut, I looked at him and I said, let's go to the next door. They were like, no, let's go. And we went to the next one. And you know what? There was a good reception at that door. They could have quit. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith produces or worketh patience. That word patience, endurance. You want this kind of Christian character? Then pass the little tests you have now. And allow God to grow you. People have said, Lord, give me more patience. You know what God's going to give you when you ask for that? Well, you read this in Romans. Tribulation produces patience. And here we see it again. Worketh patience, endurance. You want endurance? Then pass the tests. Lord, may we pass the tests. May we look at them as we do the Red Sea. A test that when we pass through it, we can go through the sea on dry ground because you give us the strength to do it. You work the miracles for us, and then we can look back and praise you for the Red Sea. Lord, each of us right now are going through things, some more than others at this time. Lord, whether it be something at work, whether it be having a job in itself, Lord, we just turn that over to you, and Lord, may we pass the test, knowing that the trying of our faith worketh endurance. I pray that we would please you in Jesus' name. Amen.